You've been walking through a pine and oak woodland. Now take a sensory impression of the woods at stop 9. Do you feel exposed or protected? How does the wind sound? Wind blows constantly at Wellfleet Bay in winter. The trees act as a windbreak, so it may feel warmer and calmer here, but the treetops sway in the gusty wind. Listen for the creaking of tall pines and the thunk of branches, chunks of bark, and pine cones hitting the ground. Do you hear birds? In late fall and winter, black-capped chickadees, tufted titmice, and nuthatches often travel in small mixed flocks. These resident songbirds are not defending territories or looking for mates, so they are less vocal than in spring and summer. One of the easiest songs to recognize is the chickadee-dee-dee of the black-capped chickadee, our state bird. The titmouse has a chiva 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 song. Both nuthatches give nasal yank yank calls. The white-breasted nuthatch's call is typically lower pitched. Here is the red-breasted nuthatch's higher pitched call. In pre-colonial times, Cape Cod was covered with hardwood forests and lofty white pines. European settlers chopped down the original forest for homesteading, agriculture, and fuel. Deforestation led to erosion of the topsoil by wind and rain, exposing the nutrient-depleted sand beneath. By 1800, the forests were long gone. What remained were hard scrabble farms and barren ground. The bare, sandy landscape hadn't changed much when Dr. Austin arrived in Wellfleet in 1930. He planted trees to augment reforestation, but even without them, pioneer species such as eastern red cedar and pitch pine would have initiated field-to-forest succession. An early and vigorous colonizer of dry, open ground, pitch pine is the dominant tree on the Cape today. As pitch pines and cedars grow, they create a cooler and shadier habitat so oaks can move in. Eventually, the oaks will grow tall enough to form a forest canopy that shades out the pioneer species. We are also seeing the return of eastern white pine, which was one of the dominant native trees on Cape Cod in pre-settlement forests. Succession appears to be heading toward an oak and white pine forest in the future.
With your back to marker 9, turn toward 3 o'clock and follow the vegetative edge on the right for approximately 205 feet. The wooden guide rails that flank marker 10 will be on your right. Find the marker, then press 10.